Junior Story, A Bad Fire Brings Good Gifts. Chapter 3, The Third Gift, A Prayer Answered. It was another hot, dry summer day. The grass around Florence Elementary School had turned brown long ago. Would it ever rain again? Wondered Edith. Wayne was grumpy. He worried so much about Scar and Beauty, his horses, that he hardly spoke to anyone. Edith found her mom on the couch, reading. "Mom," said Edith, "Wayne won't talk to me. He told me to go away." Mom put down her book. "I wish Wayne could find a friend like you did. Peggy helps you stay happy while we wait for the fire to be put out." Edith went to their corner space and sat on her sleeping bag. "Dear God," she prayed, "you gave me a friend. Her name is Peggy. Will you get Wayne a friend, too? He needs one. Thanks, and amen." She trotted off to find Peggy while Mom quietly prayed for the same thing. "Please, Lord, find Wayne someone he can talk to." Morning Star Church had many people in it who were living at the school because of the fire. At the end of the service one morning, Wayne quietly grumbled, "I won't be thankful until I get my horses back." Mom, Dad, and Edith were eating in the school's lunchroom. Wayne sat by himself. A big man sat down by Dad.
"My name is Curtis. I sat in front of you at church today. I'm also living here at the school for now. Some of the people here are keeping their horses at a nearby ranch. I take care of them. May I take Wayne with me?"
"Are you Wayne's new friend?" Edith asked excitedly. Curtis chuckled.
"I want to be," he said.
Every day after that, Curtis took Wayne with him. It was just what Wayne needed. He was not as grumpy, though he still worried about Scar and Beauty.
"I think God answered your prayer, Edith," said Mom.
"Of course he did," Edith stated. "I prayed every day."